Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
It seems that on every new episode of the Paracast, we talk about the weird phenomena we encounter in getting connected. Usually it's Skype. This time, my Powerbeats Pro earphones decide to take a walk and not return from their walk. I mean, they're sitting here, but they won't connect to my computer. So I'm using speakers. And if that doesn't work, I've got another kind of Beats headset here. Otherwise, it beats me why this stuff has to happen. With our guest, Anna Maria Minaldo, and new person, as far as we're concerned on the Paracast, Thomas Conwell. And I think here, because Thomas, we've never talked to you before, although you are a ufologist, it says here, can you tell us about your background and how you got involved in the crazy, crazy world of UFOs and the paranormal?
Oh, boy, it's been crazy. Well, my background is, I was an electronic technician with the Navy, and I went into Honeywell, and I was an electronic technician doing various things with Honeywell for 36 years. Once that was over, I was looking for something to do, so I got involved with a paranormal. So I was going ghost hunting and whatever else. For whatever reason, they just announced I would like to get into studying UFOs. And, well, I got very much interested in UFOs when I was a teenager. Even before that, my aunt was the secretary for the Astronomical League of America and used to take me on conferences with her. And then I got a chance to talk to all of the big names in astronomy at that time. It was very, very interesting. I found it just fascinating. That piqued my interest about what's out there. I guess I've always been sort of interested about UFOs. Any time that there was a comment on the TV or whatever else, I would jump on it. Well, life gets in the way. Advanced me 36 years through retirement, and I joined the paranormal team. And this paranormal team, also at the same time of investigating ghosts, they wanted someone to investigate UFOs with them. So at the time, I raised my hand. Look at me. I'm the one to do this because I've been interested since I was a teenager. Believe me, I was an old guy at this point. So they thought, oh, boy, he has a big interest in this. So my first trick was to write a bunch of blogs. And I wrote these blogs about extraterrestrial life and what kind of problems, looking at it from us, what kind of problems we would have to solve in order for us to go there. I didn't try to jump into the how do they get here routine because there was too many unknowns. But what do we have to do to solve the distance problem? I wrote about 35 or 36 blogs, and some of them were about 10 paragraphs. Others were about 10 pages. I put that aside, and that was the end of that. But I also, at the same time, got very interested in looking at the sighting reports from the National UFO Reporting Center. Now, that came about because during my last 10 years or so with Honeywell, I was involved very heavily in crunching data from databases, and I was always looking for patterns. So that got me interested in writing my first book. Actually, I didn't start out writing a book. I started out looking for information on things to go speak about. I love doing public talks. So went out to just try to get information for myself and find something interesting to chat about. I realized when I first put this together that I had a whole lot to write about. Well, then all of a sudden, bingo, I had enough for a book. And that was my first book. And I studied the sighting reports all across the United States, if there were any patterns to where they were located, and to answer the question for myself, why are they here? That's one of my favorite questions. So all of these things together all led me to think that this is what I really want to do now, and don't stop me. Don't stand in my way. Here we go. We're off to the races. And I've been putting books together and looking for patterns ever since. I created a UFO sighting map for the United States, and I saw a bunch of patterns there, and were able to draw some conclusions about why things were in certain places. And, that's pretty much my story. Then we get to how I came across Anna and why she decided to write me. So you can ask Anna that one.
Okay, Anna, you're elected.
Okay, so I'm going to try to endeavor to make this a short story of what is pretty long. Tom and I had known each other for about 4 to 5 years on Facebook. In the fall of 2022, last year, we started talking, and it was kind of like just happenstance, talking about abductions. I think that was how we got that conversation started, from what I recall. And Tom told me a little bit about what he had written and, you know, what he was looking at. He had sent out about 50 questionnaires to people that he thought were UFO abductees, CE5. And he had gotten back about, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, you got several and then you homed in on 5 of them. And one in particular really intrigued you and fascinated you. So we talked about that for a little bit, and it seemed to me like at this point I had 4 books that were on Amazon, and 3 of them were doing well. He thought about compiling together the information coming from this woman, and so I offered to write not just his memoir, but this woman's as well. So it came out as The Night Visitants, a little bit longer than I intended, weighing in at 258 pages, give or take, and it revolves around the life of Tom, and then eventually interweaving into the life of this woman, which I began when she was about 6 years old, all the way to the present time. And Jean, Tim, this is a little bit different from the normal abduction books that you see out there, in the sense that I write a plot. What I do is I make it as entertaining but truthful at the same time. And what I found in writing this book is that Tom's life pretty much was very inspiring and very positive. The interactions that he's had with these ETs were more of a benevolent variety. In contrast, this experiencer, who contacted me shortly after my conversations with Tom in November, eventually was sharing some information with me, which, Tom, it gave you nightmares, I know that, and I know at some point I was reluctant to even continue writing the book because the events that were unfolding in her life, as she told them to me, were pretty terrifying and singularly graphic, I might add.
To say the least.
We will get into that which is singularly graphic. I'm glad I could say that without stumbling. Okay. All right. Thomas Conwell is with us. Anna Maria Manello is with us. We're talking about a book and about experiences with them. I'm Gene Steinberg. He's Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Anna Maria, we're getting into what's happened here with Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, let's go right back to you here.
Okay.
Tell us about your experiences, how they all began.
Well, up until the point that I had retired, I had never had a paranormal or extraterrestrial or any other kind of experience that was out of the ordinary. Nothing. Zip nada. I mean, absolutely nothing. For the longest time, I was wondering what people were seeing, what people were experiencing when they talked about this seeing a ghost or whatever else. I never saw a thing. So I started investigating with my paranormal team and saw my first ghost. Shortly after that, I saw a spirit for the second time, and then immediately after that, I went into UFOs. So it was like I was exposed to something that I never expected, and then something that I really never expected, which was anything about UFOs. Now, as far as the UFO things, the first thing that happened was a guy who stated that he was in the Coast Guard and that he wanted to talk to me. I had already started writing blogs about the problems we need to solve to get out into the cosmos. So he wanted to talk to me, picked my name out, and said to my paranormal boss there, if you could send Tom up here, I'd like to talk with him. Well, thankfully, my boss at the time was not one to allow anyone to go anywhere by themselves, and he came along with me. Thankfully, he did, because the way I look at it, that night I never would have come home. Really, that's exactly what was going on here. He started out by telling me about seeing spheres that are moving around outside of his house, that are entering the house through the walls, and he told me he even has of them. So we sat down and showed some pictures and whatever else. I told him that it looked like, because of where he lived and everything else, he probably had something like a Native American influence there. And I recommended that he get a shaman to come in and bless the land. So he said, he immediately jumped to another subject and said, I took pictures of extraterrestrials. Do you want to see them? I went, okay, sure. You show me extraterrestrials. No problem. So he showed me some pictures. And I didn't want to believe that there were extraterrestrials because they were hiding. And he took a picture of them while they were hiding. Extraterrestrials don't do that. If they want to do something, they're in your face. They'll do whatever the heck they wanted to do. Right in your face. You know?
Maybe we're going a little farther here. How do you know what extraterrestrials want to do?
Because they do things right in the middle of big cities. They enter houses and take people right out of their 20-story apartment building. They do whatever the heck they wanted to do. Nobody can stop them. They just do whatever they do. They enter through walls, through windows, through the roofs. They just become part of the environment and all of a sudden materialize in a room, take people away, and disappear. That's how I knew. So, did you have a follow-up question?
Tim, why don't you ride with this for a few moments?
Well, I'm curious, and I've read the book, by the way, and what was it that made you think that if you visited this guy alone, that would have been it, that you wouldn't come back from it?
We aren't done yet.
All right, continue then.
All right. Yeah. So after he showed me the picture of what he thought was an extraterrestrial hiding behind a series of boxes. I told him it probably was an elemental, and I went on with the exact same thought that there's a Native American influence, and that he should get someone out to look at the house, look at the land. So he said, well, okay, do you want to see a ship? Well, wait a minute. You have pictures of ships? Yes, I do. I have a picture of a ship. So we went outside, upstairs, around to the back, and through a door. Except he couldn't open this door. It was his house. He couldn't find the key to open up the door to his own house. So we walked in, and not only that, everything looked like the house was staged. Okay? It wasn't lived in. The only thing that was in the kitchen was this archaic coffee bean grinder. And he opened up one of the cupboards. He was just showing us around. He opened up one of the cupboards, and there was only two cups in there. Now, I don't know about you, but when I see something like that, this is something set up to be something and it's not. Okay? Well, we aren't done yet. He took me into his bedroom area with my friend. We walked in, and he said, let me show you the ship. So he opened up the software. This was sitting up on a dresser. He opened up the software, and then he couldn't find the file to open. It's like he wasn't familiar with anything. He wasn't familiar with where the stuff was. His own house, he didn't know. Yet he bought this very, very expensive security system. Nothing rang true. So then he finally brought this thing up, and he was going to show me. Thankfully, I never opened my mouth about any of this. And I was just waiting for him to do it. I was a security specialist with Honeywell.
Before we get further into this, yeah. We have Thomas and Anna Maria and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. government has evacuated diplomatic personnel from Sudan. U.S. officials said special forces brought out fewer than 100 people from the embassy in Khartoum, where warring factions are fighting in the streets. Former Vice President Mike Pence says GOP candidates who want to run for president next year need to make their announcements soon.
I think anyone that would be serious about seeking the Republican nomination would need to be in this contest. by June.
Pence spoke on CBS Face the Nation. President Biden's expected to make his formal reelection announcement this week. Gervonta Tank Davis knocked out Ryan Garcia in a much-hyped lightweight fight in Las Vegas, and the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Nets to get to the second round of the NBA playoffs. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Thomas, we continue now. You were a security specialist at Honeywell.
Yes.
So you carried a badge and you carried a gun, or was this computer security?
No. Yeah, computer. This was all computer. This was all electronics. And I helped do some installation on some of the bigger projects. So I was already familiar with what he was trying to do, but I kept my mouth shut. And I just sat there just watching him. So he eventually got this picture open, this video open, and he showed me this ship. This ship was, it was hard to say because it was a close-up, very close-up picture of this thing, and it, you could tell it was going over the camera, and it was just going over the camera and going and going and going, and I don't mean the thing was disappearing. I mean, it was still a ship. The thing was absolutely enormous, probably three-quarters of a mile long. It was just incredible, and he was showing this thing. And I was staring at it and staring at it. I finally said to him, where did you take that photo, take this information? Because he gave me the impression everything was done in his house. He said, oh, from that camera over there mounted on the window. Well, I walked over to the camera on the window and looked out the window, and what I saw was a canopy of trees covering. Well, how did he do that from the trees? I mean, the trees were just, well, maybe 10 feet from the top edge of the camera. So he couldn't have done it from there. He did it from somewhere else. Not only that, it was super bright outside, very bright, almost as if it were the desert southwest. It was very, very bright, and the bottom side of this craft was perfectly lighted. Now, if you've ever seen a lot of security stuff, when you look into the super bright light, the underside of something is going to be darkened. This wasn't. So it's like this picture was set up to be taken. Then I found out that he was that his girlfriend bought him this entire security system to protect his electronics. Well, the only electronics that he had was for the security system, plus he had an old amplifier, a couple of electric guitars downstairs, and they didn't have any strings in them. I mean, the whole thing stunk. It just stunk. There's no way that this guy was what he said he was. And then he started asking me, what are you going to do with this information, Tom? Are you going to tell anybody? Are you going to write about this in one of your blogs? Are you going to show your friends? And I said, well, I can't do that unless you give me a copy of it. Can you give me a copy? Instantly, no. So I said, well, that answers that question. I guess I can't do anything with it, can I? He went, oh, okay, no, I guess not. Well, that was the evening. Then he didn't have anything else to show me, and my friends and I left that place. And they believed me in what I felt is that he was totally misrepresenting himself. It was total and complete nonsense, and he was not who he said he was. Believe me, nothing even close. He didn't live in that house. Nothing. It was a complete setup. I'm not sure what they had intended, but I suspected it's because I struck a nerve by something I said in one of my blogs that got them interested.
Okay, this is one of the weirder things I've heard here.
Uh-huh.
To put it bluntly, I mean, there are weird people out there, and some people think I'm weird, but still.
I know. I can swear to God in heaven that I never expected to come home that night. I thought people were going to jump out and take us captive. I really, really did.
Okay.
Shortly after that is when the nightmares and the nighttime communications started. Very shortly after that is when they all started. And there were about an additional 14 events that happened.
Before you go into that part of it, do you have any idea what you may have written that caught this guy's attention? Or, well, I should ask, do you think that he was working alone? And then if he wasn't working alone, what was it that you wrote that you thought, you know, that you may have led up to all of this?
Good question. I think part of what I wrote was I was talking about warp drives, and then I talked about unlimited energy and time travel, and I also talked about the nature of EMF and how that was playing a role in what it was that the chips were doing to our environment. I think that was the thrust of what got their attention. I'm pretty sure that was it.
So, do you think that this guy was basically the face of a larger group?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You notice I didn't even hesitate. I think that it was some group of people who were looking at what got them interested and wondered what I was about. And I played it close to the vest. Believe me, I didn't throw out any information or whatever else. I played it real close and tried to talk the guy down from spirits or anything else, and tried to get him to go talk to a shaman. But let me tell you, this craft that they showed on video was the most extraordinary thing I have ever seen.
But do you think it was like special effects? When did this take place? Because you know now, any kid can basically use a software and create some fantastic CGI effects.
Yep.
So I mean, how long ago was this? Did this happen?
Okay. Well, first of all, I was familiar with the software to do things like that. My son was already going to college on with software that can create things like that. So I was fairly familiar with it. This happened back in approximately 2010, 2011, something like that. It was one of the first things that happened after I joined this paranormal team. And started writing, of course. But yeah, that was wackadoodle, let me tell you.
We've got more wackadoodle stuff to talk about with Anna Maria and Tom and Jean and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So there are a lot of crazy people out there. We know about that. Thomas is telling us about his experiences, and Tim is interrogating him. Now, Tom, you want to finish your answer before Tim gets back with you?
I don't recall where I left off.
We were talking about the special effects, and if you think that the picture of the alien hiding behind the boxes and the huge UFO flying overhead, and it makes me think of the opening scene of the first Star Wars movie, you know, when the spaceship flies over the camera and it just keeps going and going and going. Sounds like that's the impression they were trying to give you.
Yes, very much so. As a matter of fact, that did occur to me. I started looking for CGI artifact and all kinds of stuff. I didn't see anything like that. Doesn't mean that it wasn't. If they had someone who could put a CGI like that together, well, they could fool a lot of people, believe me. But I think they really wanted to know what I knew.
You know, that's something that we've heard before from other people. You know, Greg Bishop wrote an excellent book called Project Beta, and it dealt with the intelligent community's investigations into various UFO groups and UFO investigators, almost to the extent that they were trying to find out what these, you know, individuals and groups knew, and then put up honey traps. And this sounds to me like you were being set up.
Oh, it does, very much so. They wanted me to run with it and start posting stuff everywhere and everything else, but I was quiet as a church mouse. It was like this event never happened.
Well, and of course, if they can't provide any of the pictures or video, what do they expect?
Right.
You know, now I suppose some less scrupulous researchers would just go and run, oh, yeah, I saw this footage and everything, but I can't show it to you, but it's real. You know, I applaud you for not doing that because they wouldn't provide copies of what they showed you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I didn't want to look like an idiot. I mean, I've already was very concerned about what I was writing for fear that someone would take offense to something and say, oh, no, it really wasn't that formula. You should have talked about another formula, you know, that kind of thing. So I was being as generic and broad as I possibly could be when I was writing. But this group, whoever it was, this group, this guy, or maybe one or two of them, they were looking for me to do something about what they showed me. That's what they were looking for.
So, Anna Maria, what's your impression on this first part of this really incredible story?
Well, I have to say, Tim, that it was interesting that it was good that Tom didn't go alone, for one thing. When he was relating this story to me, there was an element there that he was being led to a place he wasn't familiar with, number one. Number two, the guy obviously had some kind of intention to get some information or to figure out how much Tom knew about something they were keeping hush-hush. And the import of it to me in the final analysis was that this Coast Guard guy or whatever he was undercover, and that Tom knew too much, perhaps something was going to happen to him. So when I wrote that part of the book, I really was attempting to insinuate that there are people out there that know more than they let on. I'm not going to say what organizations they are, but I really do believe that the government is trying to stop disclosure. And when people catch on too close to the mark, they tend to try to see how much they know. And I think this is one of those situations.
Agreed.
So do you think that this guy was actually with the Coast Guard?
Nope.
And why? Why not?
Well, I was a Navy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that got to me was that he came across like FBI or something along those lines. Now, when I was in the Navy, quite a few times I had to go through, what you'd call them, review boards. And these review boards were because I was in charge of a team that could clean up nuclear spills. So I had to know a whole lot about what I was cleaning up and why it was there and whatever else. And in order to be reviewed and approved to do that kind of work, you had to answer questions from a board of officers that came in. And they'd hit you with all kinds of stuff, and well, you had to have a good showing, you know. But this is the kind of questioning that I received from this, in quotes, Coast Guard guy.
Hmm. Hmm. Did you ever go back to that house later, just on your own or with other people, just to check to see if it was, you know, still there or, you know, or you know, whatever?
Well, I followed someone at night to get there.
Hmm.
And I could only come within about 5 miles of the place. And I've driven around before, and I never could find it.
Hmm.
But it was part of a housing development.
Hmm.
That it looks like they took over one of the houses and moved a whole bunch of stuff in, and most likely the next day moved a whole bunch of stuff out again.
Well, I know in the book you say that the basement that he initially took you into,
mm-hmm,
didn't really have a, even though there was furniture and stuff in it, it didn't have a lived-in quality to it.
Absolutely not.
Rather dirty.
Nope, there was nothing there. It was just like somebody walked in and laid down a rug and threw down a chair and a couch. And there were two bedrooms down there, along with a little bathroom. And the two bedrooms hadn't even been put up yet. There were just boxes in them. And these were the boxes around which the guy took a picture and said it was a extraterrestrial, but wasn't.
What did the photo show? Besides, unless it looked weird, how would you know whether someone is an extraterrestrial unless they're a gray or some kind of alternate being?
It came across like an extraterrestrial. Big head, whatever else, and it was such a was a picture of such poor quality that you really couldn't tell. You'd almost have to have pareidolia to think that this could be something in particular. It was poor quality.
Well, now, you said that the house was ringed inside with security cameras. Was this a still image taken from a security camera in the basement, do you think?
Possibly. It was definitely a still image taken. I think it was I asked the guy where the picture was taken, because where I saw boxes, there was no cameras. So he said, it had to have been taken from that camera over there, which was right near the entrance, from that camera over there before we moved the boxes. So the guy was thinking on his feet, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So, and I don't want to, you know, as Gene said, I don't want to get, you know, ahead of yourself, but any further contacts with this individual, or was it just a one-off situation?
It was definitely one-off, and thankfully, I never saw the guy again.
Yeah, once again, it makes you wonder, though, what would have happened and why it would have happened if you had just gone there by yourself. Well, you know, like you said, you had the feeling that maybe they were trying to feel you out to see what you know, but... Yeah, it's. I've always said that you know, people who claim that they've been threatened with physical harm, you know, due to their work in investigations, but that if something actually happened, that would just confirm to everybody else they're onto something.
We're onto this right here with Anna Maria and Tom and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.